Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Shizlik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call serves as a pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 15th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is Tu B'Av, which, according to some opinions, is the happiest day of the year. Certainly for all those who are yearning and searching and hoping to get married, the Gemara of Talmud, hopefully Rabbi Scheinberg isn't talking about this today, so I'm not taking away from his Devar Torah. But the Gemara of the Talmud does discuss how in ancient times that the women would go out into the fields and the men would go out to find a wife. And so certainly for all those who are looking and hoping and have been davening and praying to get married, may this be the year, in your vision, please God, that they find their basheret and they build a home filled with children and shalom bayis and only good things. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including now 5 children that we are davening for: Chaya Yal, Shoshana, Bas Chana Fredel, Alini Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devorah, Tinok Ben Siona Sara, and Raya Bas Michal. Raya is a 17-year-old girl from Israel, actually here in Boca right now, getting treatment for cancer. And may these 5 children, and all in need of a refuah shelema, may come quickly and easily and painlessly. And for whatever reason we're on this call, for whatever purpose, again, we mentioned those who are looking to get married, those who are yearning for children, those who need a chizuk, of parnasa, of comfort, whatever it might be, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, may all of our tefillos individually and collectively be answered, the tova for good. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and Avin Nitanel Ben Sonia Tiona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Scheinberg of Congregation Hosei Shalom in San Antonio, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Scheinberg slowly reciting 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Scheinberg will lead us in our 3 Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave and incredible soldiers, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, for those who are being held captive. And Rabbi Scheinberg will conclude with the Mishaberach of Cholim, for those who are injured and are suffering. And then we will close up the call. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Just one last note. I had a wonderful opportunity earlier this morning to speak with some of our incredible, wonderful callers who have been part of the program, a mother-son duo, who, even if they're not in the same location, they call each other every single day before 1 o'clock, and they hop on the call, and they've been doing it together for now. You've been doing this, 4.5 years, and they've been calling in each day, and it was so inspiring for me to have an opportunity to speak with them a little bit and learn a little bit about them. And it certainly gives me strength that we have to keep going day after day, because our tefillos are making a difference. Our Torah learning is making a difference. And Emir Tashem, whatever we're davening for, all of our tefillos should be answered. L'tova. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Scheinberg.
Thank you, Baron. Thank you to the OU for having me back on, for having 4.5 years of this amazing digital call. I wanted to share something that I saw this past week, so I haven't been stealing my thunder. The last week of the parasha was Eschanan, and Rashi says over there, Rashi mentions that it's a type of tefillah, that chinon is a type of tefillah, and it's one that you're asking for something as a gift. You're not asking, you're not coming to Hashem with necessarily saying that this is something that you deserve at all. It's something as a gift. And Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to Hashem and asking to come into Eretz Yisrael as a gift. He wasn't coming and saying that I deserve this, but look what I've done. And Rashi mentions that this is something of the way of tzaddikim, that this is the way that they daven, that they don't come and say that this is something that they deserve, but rather it's something that they're coming to as asking Hashem for a gift. And one of the ways that I understood it always was that Moshe Rabbeinu was an anov, and so he's not going to come to Hashem and say and daven and say, look what I've accomplished. I took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. I was the conduit for Matan Torah. I led them in the Midbar for 40 years. Look at all the times that I led them and that I taught them. Moshe Rabbeinu was too much of an anov for that. But again, there's another way maybe to understand it also, that anytime you really come to someone and ask for something, if you really, you know, if they say no, if you don't really bring up some things that you've done for them in the past. You sort of take the high road. You say, you know, you're coming to ask them for something, and not necessarily is everything a quid pro quo, and that you're predicating it on things that you've done in the past also. And so Moshe Rabbeinu came to ask for something, and he said, you know, Hashem said no, and so he didn't bring up necessarily those things. He didn't say, well, you know, maybe you should do it for me because, you know, really, you asked me to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and, you know, I thought that maybe that was going to be like a month, 2 months, ended up being 40 years. You know, I have some overtime. I have some vacation days that I've accrued. Maybe you could do that for me. Maybe you could give that to me, which would be definitely a plausible claim that Moshe Rabbeinu had, that even what he agreed to do, Hashem ended up adding on a lot more to the original agreement. And Moshe Rabbeinu, in exchange for everything, at least let me come into Israel, not necessarily as the leader, but maybe as a private citizen, and even as that, maybe just to be buried in Israel, and Hashem said no to. But I saw this week a different way of looking at it as well, a little bit of a paradigm shift, and that is that really tzaddikim, anything that they do, that they have the opportunity to accomplish, they understand because of their anivus. They understand that really, even what they accomplish is from Hashem. Even what they accomplish is a gift from Hashem. And of course, the crisis to accomplish anything, the energy that's needed, and the kalim that's needed to accomplish anything is really from Hashem. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu going to come and say? Look what I did. I took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He understood that he wasn't the one taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It was Hashem. And if anything, he was given the opportunity and the privilege to be the one that Hashem chose to take him out of Mitzrayim. So he can't come and say, look what I did. That's something that has, you should come and say thank you to Hashem for. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity that he gave me to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. You can't come and say that, Moshe Rabbeinu can't come and say, look, I was the one that went on to High Sinai and helped give the Torah. That's an opportunity that you came here. It's a privilege that you gave me already. So I can't bring that up now that I'm asking for more. It's not a good time to ask something. When you come to ask for something, you don't want to bring up all the things that Hashem has already done for you and say, wait, but you've done so much for me. Here, I'm asking for more. Right? All those things Moshe Rabbeinu understood were not things that he did. Those were all opportunities and privileges that Hashem did and gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the opportunity to be part of. And which of us wouldn't want to be a part of that? We wouldn't necessarily look at it as something that we are accomplishing, but that Hashem is doing for us and giving us the opportunity to be part of. And so many times in our life we have things that we're proud of and justifiably so, but we have to understand that Hashem has given us the opportunity to accomplish these things. These things are not crazy waking up. These things are not being done because I'm doing it. They're done because Hashem gave me the opportunity. Hashem was giving me the opportunity to accomplish something. And I have to be thankful for that. It's not something that I can come now to Hashem and turn around and say, you know, look what I did. Now you have to give me more. These are things that I have to come to Hashem and say thank you for. Look what you've done for me already. And I forget exactly the context, but I heard it in a mice with a Chabad Chaim where he was davening something for something. And along the same lines, he was thanking Hashem that Hashem gave him the opportunity to write the Mishnah Berurah. Right? This is something that that he spent years and years and years, like, toiling unbelievably without stop, without stopping for meals, without stopping for davening, without just learning straight and writing and, you know, getting to the depths of the halacha. And what did he look at it as? He didn't look at it as something that he did for Klal Yisrael. He didn't look at it as something that he did for Hashem. He looked at it as something that Hashem did for him. Hashem gave him the opportunity to write the Mishnah Berurah, that he was the shutef, he was the one that came and that was able to write it with the Hashem granting him that opportunity to do that in his life. And now it's the sefer learned by everybody. Who wouldn't want that opportunity? And I think in general, in our lives, we have to understand that the things that we've accomplished, again, justifiably, we should be proud about it. But these are things that Hashem has been mezakeh to us in our life. And the first thing we need to do is have a karsa tayv for those things. And then we can come and ask for more. But again, what we're asking for are things of chinun, are really things of just a gift. Everything is a gift. Everything that Hashem is giving us is a gift. Okay, so we'll start with the Tehillim. So Tehillim Chaf, Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yanscha Adonai B'yayim Tzarya, Yisadeh Chashim, Elohi Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikredesh Mikiyam Yisadeko, Yizkar Kol Min Chayseko, Ve'ilas Ve'idash Nasema, Yitem Lechol Kil Vovecha, Ve'kol Atzasko Yinale, Me'anina B'shua Seko, B'shem Elohim Nidel, Yinale Adonai Kol Mishalei Seko, Ato yodati di Yashia Adonai Mishikho Yamei Mishmek Atshar Bihuas Yasha Yominai Eilu Varecha Eilu Vatuf Manaki Mishima Adonai Lehinu Natkir Eim Akari Vana Falu Vana Nasi Vakam Lehinu Nisai Dod Adonai Yashia HaMelech Ya'aneinu Yom Karenu Tehillim Chav Gimel Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ra'i Lo Yatsar Bina Yitesha Yavid Seini Almei Vanu Kaisina Aleini Now she is showing you on the table, Magla said, go on to my gam, ki eilich begate al mavet, lo yira rak, ya ta yi madi, shiv de chomishan de chahime in achavoni, tarak o chone shoko neget zayrai. Ishan de chomishan 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 Oy tesh o mai vo ore to ite ma mo yak la kho al yo nu shoy mer kho i nei lo yo nu vo i sho nu shoy mer i sho el ad no shoy mer kho ad no shoy mer kho ya di mer kho yo i ma ma shamesh li yak ya kho yo re yak lo lo ad no i shmar kho mi kho yo i shmar es na sho kho ad no i shmar tse tsu vo ya kho mi a to ya do lo Rum kov vamej, jam alaz mamak yung gero sikho adeino, yadeino ishim adekoili, Yen az nagu azu vayz le gal da ganu no ima vay na tishmo ya adin ne mi amoy kim pas le kol man ti vay kris ya adin na kim sa na shu li ber kolti na shu la adin ne shu mi aboy ke shay me mi ma boy ke ya khol yu sa la adin no ima adin ya khaz le ba in may bedu su hu yu da israel mi kol a vay na sa the hill and cuff member is masculine dovi the ice the bomber out the filo clearly a lad in a yes clearly a lad in a yes son on as by the one of the sorrow still the one of agir is a devil I look you that I had and the two of you are a way down the world we have a god minor even we make here of God when I do any in the age when now she so I kill a father no your mercy has a mercy tell you the earth a chayim Hakshiva Elina Sigida Lacey Meyoid Atzilinu meyoidufai, ki yamsu mimeni, haitziyo mimazge, nafshi lahaydai tashemecho, biyakdiru tzadikim ki sigmal alai. Now we'll say Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batzara l'shuvya, ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabasha, ha'makam yirachim aleihem yaitziyam mitzar levhacha, me'aseilo le'oira, u'meshiva ve'geula, hashto ba'agol avizman kariv ne'mar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. V'mishabeach l'chayelei tzahal, v'mishabeach ha'vitzin avim tzuyakei, v'chuyu v'arach et chayelei tzahaganah v'Yisrael, v'anshei koichot avitoch anha imdim al mishmar atzinu b'varei elokeinu, v'imul avonan v'abibar mitzrayim, v'inayom ha'gadol ha'babar aval, v'chom ma'koyim shehem v'yabashah v'avir v'ayom, yitein adrinayet z'yavinu ha'kamim alinu negafim v'fneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatiyos Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuko Mikol Negel Ma'akalo Yishmar V'Rach V'Yatlach V'Chom Ma'atzi Yedayim Yad V'Yatza Yineinu Tachteyim Yatrim V'Kesli Yishuva V'Atehetu Dachon V'Yikuyim Ba'an V'Kotsuv Ki Adonai Lechem Ha'olish Yimachem Liyovi Lachem Bachem Yilai Zeshem V'Yishiyatzem V'Neymar Amen Mishaberach L'Shvuyim Mishaberach Avitzinu Avram Tzmiyakli Jason Major, I was Major of the Iron, Dr. Shoney Vesley, Mishmar, the Inside, Mandari Zag, and then we sell the Shuyov. That's Kolachino, Sunim Service of Yob, Avur, Shakola Kola Kurish, Spalo, Bahavura, Madrish Boku, you Mali, and Akami, Malay, and you may wish to be out of it. You may say, I mean, I take the Mitzvah, the Great Day, Mishim. Yeshiva, my hero, the Kate Mishmah, I say, you do Ladi, my husband, Nikolai, so leave me out of. We can all buy a money crash across the world. We have the nation of votes, you and Birina. We seem that they love my ration, so that's the same call yet to go. And also, we're not the yoga. We're not the yoga, and we're not coming in there all day. Misha Berk Lachaylan, and we'll make a pause to give the opportunity to say the names. Misha Berk, how we stay, and we have them here to create. Misha Berk, and Dr. Shalom, and we'll be rapper at the Chaylan. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Achli Lavo Vachli Aleihem Achli Malbo Lechoyz Malachzika Malecha Yosam Yishbach Lehem Meheru Fuah Shleim and Hashemayim Kol Verei Bechol Gideyem Besag Shach Ali Yisrael Fuah Sar Nefesh Fuah Sagu Hashto Bagel Ovis Makariv Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Scheinberg. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Hashem. In the near future, for us here at the Daily Tillin Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.